For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so we're diving into this Cotton Bowl matchup, huh? Between Ohio State and Texas. You sent over a ton of articles and analysis, so it seems like you're really trying to break this thing down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a real puzzle, and it's one worth solving. You got Ohio State. I mean, they look like a legitimate national championship contender right now, just firing on all cylinders. And then you have Texas, who's had a bit of a roller coaster season. So, you know, it makes you wonder which version of the Longhorns are going to show up.
Yeah, that's the question, right?
Yeah.
Can Texas's defense, I mean, they're known for being tough. Can they actually slow down this Ohio State offense?
I think that's the million-dollar question right there. We've got to take a look at both sides of the ball, to see if we can come up with an answer. And I think we got to start with what everybody's talking about, and that's Ohio State's offense. I mean, they've been putting up crazy numbers in the playoffs, averaging over 40 points a game.
Yeah, and I mean, it all starts with their quarterback, Will Howard, playing lights out.
He really is, and it's actually fascinating because he's a transfer from Kansas State, you know, where he was good, but not this good. And it seems like the move to Ohio State and, you know, their system has really unlocked something in him.
So it's not just talent then, right? It's the fit, the coaching, the whole environment.
Exactly. And then you add this freshman wide receiver, Jeremiah Smith. I mean, he's putting up numbers that would make veterans jealous. 290 receiving yards and 4 touchdowns in just 2 playoff games. That's insane.
It's like he's playing a video game out there, and he's going up against the Texas secondary that is thought to be one of the best in the country. That matchup alone is worth the price of admission.
For sure. Strength against strength. Texas has got the Thorpe Award winner at linebacker, Jalen Ford, and the versatile Jadae Barron, who can play corner and nickel. But even with that talent, can they cover a receiver like Smith, who is averaging over 20 yards a catch in the playoffs? That's a huge question.
And it's not just Smith, right? I mean, Ohio State is a balanced attack. Their running game is no joke.
Yeah, you're right. They can hurt you in multiple ways. But what I think is interesting is Texas's coach, Steve Sarkisian, he's known for wanting to run the ball, too. The problem is they've struggled to do that against tougher opponents. Their offensive line has been a bit of a weak link.
So if Texas can't get the run game going, they might be forced to rely on Quinn Ewers and the passing game. But how much can he really do against this Ohio State defense? I mean, they've just been dominant in the playoffs, holding opponents to some crazy low scores.
Right. And that Oregon game where they held them to negative rushing yards, that's wild. It really shows how well their defensive line is playing. Guys like Jack Sawyer and JT Tuimoloau, they're causing chaos in the backfield.
Yeah. If I'm Quinn Ewers, I'm looking at that Ohio State defensive line and I'm a little worried.
He's got every right to be. Ewers has shown he can be brilliant, but he's also prone to making mistakes, especially when he's under pressure and forced to throw deep. Ohio State is going to be looking to exploit that.
So you've got this unstoppable force, right? Ohio State's offense going up against this immovable object, Texas's defense. It's like a classic boxer versus wrestler matchup, right? Do you try to outslug them, or do you try to grind it out in a low-scoring game?
That's a great analogy, and I think that's the real question for Sarkisian. Can they figure out how to slow down Ohio State's offense? Because if they can't, they're going to have to play catch-up, and that's a dangerous game against a team as talented as the Buckeyes.
Okay, so we've painted a pretty clear picture of Ohio State's strengths on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
But where does Texas have an edge? I mean, they have to have something going for them. They beat Clemson in the quarterfinals. I mean, that's a top 4 seed. They're not in the Cotton Bowl by accident.
Nope. They've proven they can play with the best.
Sure.
So what have they got? What's their secret weapon? What can they do to give Ohio State trouble? Well, for one, they've got a coach in Steve Sarkisian who knows how to win big games. Remember when he was offensive coordinator at Alabama and they beat Nick Saban in Georgia in 2024? The guy just has a way of coming up with creative game plans and making the right adjustments, you know?
Okay, so you can't count Sarkisian outright. I mean, he could outsmart Ryan Day, even though Day has been in this position before, and he's won a national championship.
Exactly. And don't forget about the X factor, the home field advantage.
Right.
I mean, technically, it's a neutral site, but the game's in Arlington, Texas. It's Longhorn territory.
Yeah, that crowd noise could be a real factor, especially if the game is close. You know, those fans will be loud, and they'll be ready to rattle the Buckeyes.
They'll be a 12th man, for sure. And, you know, speaking of momentum swings, we haven't even talked about special teams. Texas has a slight edge in the return game, which could be a difference maker in a tight game.
Yeah, field position is so important, especially in a game like this where points might be hard to come by.
Mm.
If Texas can consistently, you know, pin Ohio State deep in their own territory, that changes the whole game.
Absolutely. And they've got the talent to do it. Mm. Now, Ohio State has the more reliable kicker in Jaden Fielding, so they might have the edge when it comes to field goals, but every yard is going to matter.
All right, so we've talked about a few advantages for Texas coaching experience, home field edge, and a slight advantage in the return game. But let's go back to that main question. Can their defense actually slow down this Ohio State attack?
Well, if they can, it all starts with Jeremiah Smith, but how do you do that? Do you double team him and risk leaving other receivers open? Or do you trust your best corner, J.D. Barron, in single coverage and hope he can handle it?
Yeah, he's been pretty locked down all season. But Smith is something else. He's a matchup nightmare. It's like trying to guard a cheetah with a house cat.
I love that analogy. And even if they can somehow limit Smith, they still have to deal with Will Howard, who's playing with so much confidence right now. And remember, he's got experience playing against Texas from his time at Kansas State.
Oh, that's right. He faced them twice, didn't he?
He did, although he never actually beat them. So there might even be a revenge factor for Howard, you know?
Yeah. Wow. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. So he's got the talent. He's got the system. He's playing with confidence. And now he might have some extra motivation. That's not good for Texas.
It definitely adds another layer to this game, but Texas does have one weapon that could disrupt Ohio State. That's their pass rush.
Yeah, they've got Colin Simmons and Anthony Hill Jr. coming off the edge. Those guys could be really disruptive.
They can, and Ohio State's offensive line has had some injuries. You know, they've had to move some guys around, and it's not clear if they've found the right combination yet.
So if Texas can get to Howard, rattle him a little bit, force him into making some bad decisions, maybe they can create some turnovers.
Exactly. Turnovers will be huge in this game. Whoever wins that battle will have a big advantage.
It's going to be fun to watch Ryan Day and Steve Sarkisian go at it. Two offensive masterminds, you know, trying to outsmart each other.
Mm.
Who do you think has the edge there?
That's a tough one. They're both brilliant. I think I might have to give the edge today, though. He's been here before. You know, he knows what it takes to prepare for the playoffs, and he's good at making adjustments in-game.
Yeah, and plus he has more experience with these players, right? Sarkisian is still fairly new to Texas, and he's had to work with a lot of new guys this year.
That's true. Day has a better feel for his players and what they can do. He's also had more time to build those relationships.
Okay, so it sounds like Ohio State has the advantage when it comes to coaching talent and experience. But we talked about how Texas has home field advantage, a dangerous return game, and a coach who knows how to win as an underdog.
Right, but you know, there's one thing we haven't really talked about yet. It's the mental game.
Okay, I like this.
What do you mean?
Well, think about the pressure these guys are under Ohio State. They're the favorites. Everybody expects them to win. If they don't win at all, it'll be a huge letdown. That kind of pressure can really get to you.
They can't get caught up in the hype or start looking ahead to the championship game before they even beat Texas.
Exactly. And then you have Texas, the underdog, playing at home in front of a crowd that wants an upset. That can be a huge motivator, but it can also lead to mistakes if you're not careful. So both teams have their own mental challenges. It's like a mental tug of war.
Love that analogy. It's a battle of wills, a test of who's mentally tougher. Whoever can stay calm and focused, avoid those big mistakes and stick to the game plan, we'll have the advantage.
So you're saying that for all those fans out there who are trying to predict this game, it might come down to something you can't see in the stats.
You got it. It's about heart. It's about who wants it more, who's hungrier. This game could come down to the wire, and it'll be interesting to see who handles the pressure and makes the plays when it matters.
It's going to be a nail biter. It's a clash of styles, a battle of wills.
Yeah.
This Cotton Bowl is going to be an instant classic. So get ready for a wild ride.